The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mosier. It's half an hour of ideas and tips from the pros Tom Tynan trusts.
And good morning, everybody. Charlie, good morning to you.
We're figuring this thing out. It's 7:59, it's Early Edition, and it's so early.
This is the month of figuring out equipment, and I still hear myself twice.
Well what we're doing is we're figuring out our taxes, because technically today is tax day, but it's not. Right?
Boo.
Yeah.
Today is extension day.
Well, the reason you can't pay them today is because it's Sunday, right? All right, and so why aren't they due tomorrow?
You're asking me?
They're not due until Tuesday. Yeah, they're not due till the 17th. Your taxes aren't due till the 17th. And here's why. Tomorrow is Emancipation Day in Washington. It's a big old holiday because this is the day back in 1862. Monday is the day back in 1862 that Lincoln freed the slaves so that we could all be enslaved on Tuesday to pay our taxes. Anyway, Early Edition is on the radio this morning, and what we're here is to free you from the problems you're having with your home improvement with help from the pros Tom trusts, like Jim from Ideal Roofing, Lori from Gutter Professionals, Jeff at Cutting Edge Tile, and Bill from Advanced Home Exteriors. They'll all be here this morning to help you, and of course, we'll also be answering the questions we get at homeshowradio.com. You game for that, Tom?
Sure. Okay. So I can hear everything twice, so why not?
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
There, you heard that four times.
No, three times.
All right. So there you go. So anyway, so what we got here, our first email comes from Pat in Cloverleaf. And she says she'd like to have her 43-year-old brick house pressure washed. And she's wondering, are there any pros or cons to doing that?
Just the pros. And that is the house will be clean. So go for it.
All right.
It's time.
Is there anything you keep in mind when you're pressure washing a brick house?
It's like pressure washing anything. Even if it's your dog, don't tear the skin off it. Just nice and easy, man. Nice and easy.
Don't tear the skin.
No, it'll be fine.
So are you recommending she try it on her dog first?
Or? Actually, they make little washers like that for the dogs.
Okay.
Just be gentle.
Fair enough. All right, be gentle. And then she also asks, do you recommend painting a brick house?
If you want to, but once it's painted, it's painted. You'll never unpaint it.
You remember my very first house I asked? This is one of the questions when we were first working together, you and me, many, 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 many moons ago on Lovett. And I asked you, I said, we were thinking about painting our brick house. And you said, why would you make a maintenance-free exterior require maintenance?
The only time people paint homes that are brick is to save the brick because the brick is falling apart from all the moisture. And that happens in very, very old buildings. But they also make brick hardeners and things like that to save the brick. But the advantage of it is it just keeps you from having to re-brick a house with new brick. But no, it's always going to be maintenance once you put it on there.
There you go. All right. Well, we got more to come here this morning. We're going to talk to Jim from Ideal Roofing in just a minute and Lori from Gutter Professionals after these important commercial announcements.
Cherry companies can take it down and put it back together. That's what they do. They take a house down, not put it back together, but put it back into a different form, which might be, say, recycling brick. Not brick, but concrete, steel. Asphalt, whatever the case may be, if it can be recycled, they do it. If it needs to be disposed of, they do it properly. That's what Cherry Companies is all about, taking out a highway, taking out a house, taking down a high-rise, taking out a parking lot, you name it, they can do it. Maybe you just want a big old container. They can do that, too. Leave it there for you. You fill it up. They take it away. Cherry Companies, it's what they do, and that's what they've been doing since the 50s, including back then moving homes. Not so much today. People don't move homes much anymore, but they do take them down to build newer ones, bigger ones, and better ones, depending what part of town you live in. 713-987-0000 is the phone number for Cherry Companies.
The devil as they say, is in the details, especially when you're getting pricing for work around your house. And that, I would imagine, goes especially true for roofing. And that's why I've got Jim on the phone from Ideal Roofing. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Charlie.
Jeff in Houston has written in because he's looking at getting a roof put on his house in the next 6 months or so. And his question is that when he has the roofers come out and quote a price for the roof, they're giving him a flat price. This is the price for your roof, period, without breaking out the materials and labor and that kind of thing. And he's wondering, why is it that roofers don't break those things out?
Well, there's many, many variables that goes into the estimation of a roof. Now, we as a company, we do break certain things out, such as upgrades or options, warranty options, upgrades and shingles, so they know exactly what they're paying for those types of upgrades. But in, you know, the standard roof, there's so many variables that could change the price, and also that's, you know, a fixed price.
So if you come into my house and say it's going to cost me $9,000 to put a roof on my house, that's going to include the entire job.
Yeah, that's going to include the entire job. And when you start, you know, breaking things down, it sort of opens the door to the homeowner that if I say, yeah, your job is 30 squares of labor, 30 squares of material, and it takes 35, does that mean now the contractor gets to charge you an additional five since I made you aware that it was, I estimated 30 squares? So, you know, we eat that cost as contractors when it goes over because we're giving you, the price without all the different details.
I want to put a finer point on what you just said, Jim. What you're saying is the price that you quote for the roof is the price somebody's going to pay, even if your estimate was short and you need to put more into the roof.
That's correct.
Now, warranties, that's going to be something that's going to be broken out separately on a roofing estimate, right?
Yeah, there are optional warranties and products that we do break out on estimates, yes.
All right, well, that makes perfect sense then. I hope that helps Jeff out. If you've got an answer, send it in to us, and we'll get answers from people like Jim. He's our trusted company for roofing, and you can learn more about Ideal Roofing by visiting homeshowradio.com and clicking on the Ideal Roofing button. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks, Charlie. Always a pleasure.
Early Edition continues on a Sunday morning with Tom Tynan. I'm Charlie Moger, and we turn to the trusted companies of Home Show Radio to help answer some of the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com, such as, say, we had a gutter question. Who would we call? We'd call Lori at Gutter Professionals, and that's who's on the line this morning. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, but Tuan in Sugarland, not so well. He's got a problem. He says he's got a chronic drip issue, where a section of his gutter and his roof, and he says it's been getting gradually worse, especially in a heavy rain. I mean, how often do we get those, right? But,
yeah.
But even on a normal morning, there could be some dripping in that section too. So he finally climbed up to take a look at the rain, and he's wondering if his drip edge is right or not. So when you install a drip edge on your and your gutter, what is the relationship of them? Where should they be, Lori?
The gutter should always be tucked under the drip edge so that the water will flow from the roof into the gutter and not have the opportunity to go between the drip edge and the back of the gutter, which can cause fascia issues.
So if I have gutters and they're up above that drip edge, then chances are the rain's going to get between them and the fascia then?
Yes. The drip edge needs to go inside of the gutter.
Okay. And if it's going the other way, the potential problem there is I'm going to get into problems with my fascia and possible rotting issues and things like that.
Yes.
When you put in your gutters, right, the kind you put in on my house, which has that cover on it, how does that impact, you know, where the drip edge and is that goes up? Doesn't that go up under the shingle?
The cover itself goes up under the shingle, but the gutters are still installed underneath of the drip edge. Because you can have a roof leak up higher than where the cover is, and it'll seep down under those shingles. And if your drip edge, if your gutters are still under your drip edge, then as it's coming down the roof, it will still fall into the gutter properly, if, as long as the gutters are underneath that drip edge.
And let me tell you something about those covers. I was a little worried when we got a heavy rain that all the rain was going to wash right over them. But even with the heavy rains we've had, those covers that you put on the gutters work perfectly.
So even, I'm glad to hear that.
Even under a heavy rain, and that's good news for Twan.
I woke up this morning, and my nose was cold. It's April, and it's 40 degrees out there. What's up with that? Well, you know what's confused? Is my air conditioning system, because it's not working. My air conditioning system is not working at all. But my heater is, so it's going, what's wrong with you, Tom? I'm telling you, it is a strange year when it comes, and not a bad thing. I mean, people like this cold weather. That's, I call it cold. It's fall. But we said, oh, it's so crisp, it's fall. No, it's not fall. It's cold weather. But the air conditioning system is going to have to do either or. It's going to either have to cool or it's going to have to heat. And I'll tell you what, right now, it's confused, but heat is on the... this morning, it's heat. This afternoon, it'll be cold. It's exactly what's going to happen. With Absolute Comfort Air, though, and their 19-point checkup, you can be assured that whatever setting you put it on, it's going to work. So get your early bird checkup. I still want to use the word early bird because it's still cold out. Usually, this time of year, it's late bird. But now, it's still early bird. So give them a call at 281-550-5640. That's 281-550-5640 for Absolute Comfort Air. Don't put it off.
Did I understand you correctly? You want to give them the bird?
The bird, the early bird.
It's a whole different thing.
It's the early bird.
Got a little confused there, but okay, we don't want to do that. All right, Early Edition continues here at 8:13 on a Sunday morning as we get ready. I'm kind of like got here super early this morning for some reason. And
I know, but you've been hanging out in Beverly Hills with all the stars and everything.
It wasn't Beverly Hills,
week.
It was Anaheim.
Whatever.
It was Anaheim, next to the happiest place on earth there. But
I don't know, I saw you somewhere on Facebook doing something at, I think it was a Ronald Reagan museum.
No, we didn't make it to Ronald Reagan. We made it to the Nixon Library.
That's right, Nixon.
Yeah,
that's
we realized you had 5 hours to kill. And then, well, what else are you going to do? Let's steal away to the Nixon Library. And so we did. It was like 15 minutes from where we were. And I'll tell you what, a fascinating story. You know he played 4 musical instruments?
Well, that's what crooks do in jail.
No, stop. Jeez Louise. You ready for this? He played the piano, the violin, the clarinet, and the accordion.
Well, according to my mother used to play that, driving me crazy.
I guess when you grow up in Yerba Linda, California, among the citrus trees, there's nothing else to do. And we have nothing better to do than answer the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com. That's what Early Edition's about here this morning. So we're answering your questions. Have one here for you, Tom, from Melissa. She lives in Crestmont Park, and she says a tree fell over on her room during Hurricane Harvey, and it damaged part of her gutter. And she's wondering, is it best to replace all the gutters or just fix that one part? She says she also has to have their fascia boards need to be cleaned and painted and all that. And she's wondering, should she just like do the whole thing over?
I don't know without seeing it, but I think Lori would have helped her here a few minutes ago with the gutter part.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just, you know, whatever she needs to do to get it fixed, get it fixed. But without me seeing it, I can't tell her exactly. But if the tree fell over on one gutter and all the other gutters are good, I wouldn't replace. I don't fix anything that's not broken. If it works, it works. If it's broken, you fix it. So if it looks good, it's fine. And of course, houses need paint jobs. It's time to call Rudy. Let him come on out and just paint the house.
Sure. Yeah, and Lori and Rudy worked together when they did my house as well.
Oh, there you go.
You don't know how good that gutter cover is till you see the crap that's being offered to roofers. That was the convention we were at. It was roofers, air conditioning, heating, you know, HVAC people, and plumbers and electricians. Yo. And they had a bunch of different of those things. I'm thinking, this stuff is crap. So anyway, but not the stuff Lori sells. Those gutter helmets, they could not beat what she's doing there. All right, Thomas is in Washington. He says he's got a 2-year-old three-story townhouse, and on the top there's an outdoor deck that has kind of a white plaster looking floor material on it. It's over his bedroom, and he says it's starting to get spider cracks, and some of them are opening them up, and he's wondering, is there some kind of product he can use to recoat or seal that deck?
I'm not sure what it is. I've never heard of a white plaster unless it is just a true plaster on there. And if that's the case, I'm sure there's products that you can put down. There's probably a plethora of products, to be honest with you, that they have out there today.
A plethora of pleasing products to...
That's right. But they have to be a walking surface if you're going to walk on it. If it's just a roof, that would be different. But I tell you who to call would be Ideal Roofing. They are waterproofers. Whether you're going to walk on it or not, they know exactly the products out there. And to keep up with all the products today, day, you have to be in the business full time.
Richard is in Richmond. He says, I have a few hollowing tiles on my kitchen floor, and I've heard of a process where they can drill through the grout and spread a substance underneath to solidify. You got any thoughts on that?
Never heard of that one. That's a new one on me. If there are a couple tiles coming up, chip them up and relay them again. But I don't know of anything you would squirt underneath a tile. I know there's things for floating floors and that kind of thing, but not for ceramic tiles. So I don't know of anything that's out there that does that. And I can always call Jason at Texas Floor, see if there's something new. But, man, that's a weird one.
And finally, Paul in the Energy Corridor says he's in the planning stages of having his bathroom remodeled by Trifection, of course. Mm. And he's asking, should he go ahead and replace his 14-year-old toilets or just do the seat and flush assemblies?
I'd replace the toilets. I did in my own. That's why it's firsthand experience right here. I'd get the new ones. I wouldn't try to save an old one. And if you put the old one back down, you can look at it and you'll know it's old. And it's not necessarily a good thing. You're going to go, wow, I got this beautiful bathroom with this old toilet. What was this guy thinking? You're going to save, $250? It doesn't make any sense to me.
No sense at all. And now you're flush with joy. So there you have it.
Yes, there
Early,
you go.
Early Edition continues in just a minute here. We're going to talk with Jeff over at Cutting Edge Tile about that very idea of getting tiles up we were just talking about. And we'll compare siding choices with Bill from Advanced Home Exteriors as we continue on Sports Radio 610.
Early Edition continues here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie Mosier with Tom Tynan answering your questions, the ones you send us to homeshowradio.com under the Ask Tom tab. And we got one from Paula in Mission Bend, and it's involves some kitchen remakeovers, and she's looking for help. And so I'm going to reach out to somebody who I think can help her, and that's Jeff over at Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Paula is in a sticky wicket, though. Let me tell you what's going on in her world. She writes to us, we decided to upgrade our kitchen ourselves, and we picked out tiles, got all the supplies we needed. Then we discovered the old ones don't just pop right up. In fact, they've got a big mess behind them. She says, this is going to be a bigger mess than we ever anticipated. Is there an easier way to get up these tiles? And I immediately thought of you and your dust-free solution.
Absolutely. We can get the tiles up easy enough, but more importantly, we can capture the dust while we do it. So that mess that occurs during most demolitions doesn't last for months and months and months in their home. The dust, it just gets everywhere. It gets in every compartment. It gets in the attic. It gets everywhere. So we can control all of the dust, capture that the second it's created, and, of course, pop those tiles up. And finally, we grind off the thin set. We do that dust-free as well.
Let's break this down. So she's got these tiles. Should she first pry them up before she calls you, or you just walk in and there's a tile floor and you're going to take it down to concrete?
Yeah, we prefer floors that have not been attempted to do a removal on by anybody. We'll come in and destroy the tile, expose the thin set, grind the thin set off, and leave an exposed, open concrete subfloor.
So it sounds like by doing this, it's actually going to make it easier to put down the new floor in a way.
Absolutely. The floor will be bonding to the substrate instead of float over the top of old thin set, which is what a lot of people have to do that can't grind concrete floors and can't grind thin set.
Your real secret sauce in this, though, is that technology you have that does not allow any dust to escape at all.
That's right. We use the dust ram system equipment for dust-free tile removal. It is a patented system. It's the only patented system in the world for dust-free tile and flooring removal. And we are powered by that system. And we are the original in Houston.
And I want to testify about this because y'all came and did some work here at our studios when we pulled up some tile. And when you got done, it looked like there had never been any tile down on this concrete at all.
Yes, the system's fantastic. You know, when you can grind thin set off of concrete dust-free, it really just exposes the concrete, opens the pores, and your next floor will stick better to the concrete. That's the whole point of the grinding, to make sure that you get a better bond with your next flooring covering.
He's Jeff, and these are the Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They're one of our Home Show pros. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Visit the site. Click on their name right there on the homepage. It'll take you to learn all about them. Jeff, thanks a lot for helping with us this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.
You've heard Tom talk about Hardy Siding. We've covered a lot of ground that maybe you've missed. And so I've got Bill Jackson on the line, one of our Home Show Hardy pros. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Charlie.
We're going to talk this morning, Bill, about Hardy and cover some of the comparative benefits, advantages, and so on for people who are considering other siding. What other siding do you find when you're out there talking to people that they're considering with Hardy?
The number one is obviously James Hardy. It's the biggest market in Houston.
Right.
Sometimes we run across people that are interested in a quote on vinyl siding, and mostly those people have come from up north and are accustomed to that product.
So let's talk about vinyl for a second here.
Okay.
At one time, vinyl was a big winner in this market, and I think Hardy pretty much displaced it. How did it do it? What is it that Hardy does that the vinyl can't do?
Well, several things. It's a lot more stable. It's thicker. It holds up to weather better. No hail damages or insects or squirrels can attack it. We got a call just the other day from somebody who had vinyl siding, and they wanted a whole bottom course of their home changed because the weed eater had eaten it to pieces over the last 5 years.
Oh,
so you never see that with a Hardy product because it's a fiber cement board. And it's a lot more durable.
Snapped it apart. I got you. Sure. What about the other siding? I know that I'm hearing a lot about this OSB siding these days. You hearing about that one too?
Yes. Manufacturers have come up with a product that's basically an oriented strand board product made out of wood, covered with a very thin veneer, which gives it a wood grain texture.
So versus Hardy, that one's probably going to have some moisture issues.
Absolutely. It's a wood product made out of fiber wood chips. And what they do is they put a combination of glue and pressure, and they squeeze it together, which forms a board, a laminated board. But over time, moisture can wick in between there and loosen up the glue, and the thing starts delaminating and expanding over time.
See, that's the reason why they're a Home Show trusted company at Advanced Home Exteriors. Learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Bill, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Sure, absolutely, Charlie.
Time runs out for everything, including your roof.
And this show.
And a lot of other things, too.
That's so true.
Let's just hope it's not radio for me right now.
But okay. You ever notice how sometimes time slows down?
Yeah, it depends how much you had to drink the night before.
it slows down, like when you look up there and there's a drip coming out of the ceiling. Then, like, oh my God, how'd that happen?
Yeah, and then the blood pressure goes up, and it's not a pretty sight, that's for sure. But Ideal Roofing, we have the answer. It's the number that you call, 713-896-1122, because Jim Hardwick, the owner, he cares about your roof more than he cares about his own, and he cares a lot about his own roof, trust me. Ideal Roofing has been around for decades now, making sure thousands of people in Houston have the best roofs, the strongest warranties, and a company that stands behind it. He's just dedicated. And that means you get the best value, the best bang for your buck, as people like to say, because of the fact that they care. And when they care, they're going to do the job right. And it's the only business out there that you have to be 100%. Most businesses, 98% is pretty darn good.
Are you kidding?
But with roofing, 1%, it's got to be 100%. 1% leaking is a failure, and they don't want that. They don't accept failure at Ideal Roofing. 713-896-1122.
100% reliable.
I know. You have to be.
Exactly. Just like Tom Tynan answering your home improvement questions here this morning.
I don't know. I don't think I can meet that one. That's for sure.
Well, you are about to start taking calls here. We got three questions left before I hit the dusty trail and head off to Mass. But do you want to give us a phone number here?
Of course I do. And I'll be with you until 11 o'clock today. That's 713-572-4610.
All right. That's the number. These are the questions that you send us, though. In the meantime, coming to us from homeshowradio.com, our award-winning website, filled chock full of videos and helpful tips for you. And we get these questions. Here's one from Patrick in Klein. He writes, he repiped, Tom, 3 years ago, and right away they started having problems with hot water coming in the cold tap on the sink. And it would run for a minute, then it would start getting cool, and the contractor blamed a single-handle faucet. So they replaced the faucet, but then they had more problems. So they had to replace a hot water tank and put an expansion tank in, and that still didn't fix the problem because they had hot water coming out of the hose bib. Then they discovered both tanks are plumbed into all the hot water lines. So the expansion tank, what's the point of it? Anyway, any ideas how to diagnose and fix this problem?
There's something crossed somewhere. That's all I got to say. Something is crossed, and I don't know how to diagnose it, except have a plumber come out. Abacus would be one I'd recommend. And they're going to have to trace every single line to find out where it's crossed.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I hate the idea of trying to replumb a house. I mean, you can do it, and it's done all the time, and sometimes it has to be done. But when it's all closed up and they try to make the fewest holes as possible, there's a lot of guesswork and a lot of things that get missed. And that's why TDT is so effective with their lining of the pipes as opposed to piping, because of the fact that one little joint in the wrong place connected to the wrong line causes big problems.
Yeah, that TDTEpipe.com is what Tom's talking about, the in-place pipe repair. Now, they do repiping too, but the
it's okay if the house is opened up and you can take your hand and go, okay, this one's hot and this one's cold.
Exactly.
You know, but if you go just put a hole in the wall and say, wonder if it's hot or cold, I don't know. It's a guessing game in some cases.
And at this point, you need a competent plumber, so you got to call Abacus, and they'll come out there and get to the bottom. Believe me, if anybody will get to the bottom, but Abacus will, they'll probably scramble all the jets and have them there to figure that out.
I just hope they don't have to cause more damage to find the problem.
Crockett in Atascocita writes to us. He says he plans to move to Granbury. He and the missus are fixing to uproot and go find their retirement fund. And they
Granbury?
That's what he says.
Okay, fine. All right. I've been there once.
well, for him, everybody, you know.
That's it.
Everybody has their fun place, and for him, it's Granbury. All right, but anyway, he says that they've never really done any remodeling jobs on their home, and the bathrooms and the kitchens are in need of some help, and the den needs some to be redone, and the back of the home needs to be painted. And his question, Tom, is this. Should he fix it up before he sells it, or just sell it as is?
As is. Now, I don't want. I didn't say he can't clean it up.
Yeah, clean it up.
Clean it up, really clean. You know,
a coat of paint. A coat of paint.
Yeah, a little paint here and there is fine. Make sure the front door is clean. And somebody told me this, and it made a lot of sense. Take all your personal items off the wall and out of the house.
Yeah.
When you unpersonalize your home, people will see themselves in there and not you in there. I thought that was a very clever idea. Right. But always sell it as is. They will remodel it themselves.
I put that right up there with the baking the cookies before the house is shown. So the house smells tasty. All right, unless you get somebody who's diabetic, then they won't buy the house.
Yeah, okay. Probably not a good idea.
David from...
Just tell them it's sugar, gluten, and egg-free. It'll be all right.
Also flavor-free. David from Dallas has one for us. He says, I see a lot of people ripping out vapor barriers between studs and bricks and going past the drywall and insulation. And after the mistake is done, they've got a big problem. He's wondering, have you heard anything about these liquid barriers that are on the market? There's one even says in particular, blueberry. Have you heard anything about these?
Yeah, with that product itself, and that's not really a vapor barrier. It's a window seal. It's used on concrete block construction. It's very popular in Florida, but it would not be a product that you would probably use on a wood-framed home here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there'd be some areas you could, but it's not. First off, what the people are pulling out are not vapor barriers or moisture barriers, if they're even that effective anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a mistake to pull all that stuff out. But as far as that particular product, if you take a look at windows when they're installed in new construction in Houston on a wood frame home, we use this very sticky tape that goes around the flanges that seals up that little gap so you don't get leaking around the window.
Yep.
In Florida, they use those products that are more liquefied, that harden, like the one you just mentioned, because what you do is you trowel that on because it's a concrete block home, and tape doesn't stick to concrete block. And that does is just makes this like plastic hard seal around the window flanges in stucco construction. So it's not something you would use in what you were explaining to me as far as the question goes.
All right. So I think the key thing, though, what I've heard you say over and over again about these people who wind up in this case where they have taken that vapor barrier out. The key in whatever you put in there is you maintain an airspace between.
You have to maintain the airspace between the brick and the wood frame. And so, you know, we use these moisture barriers like Tyvek or Hardy Wrap. There's a bunch of them out there. And that will work fine if you pull it kind of tight and just try to make sure that when you put your insulation in, it doesn't go into that airspace. And what I was getting at is that other product that they use on stucco, they don't create an airspace. That concrete block is their barrier as far as getting moisture getting in the home with the stucco. And so they have to have a different detail on the homes. And that's why you use those kind of products out there. You even have to have a special gun. It's called a sausage gun. I don't know who came up with the name. But it's a very odd-looking thing.
He wasn't a vegan. We know that.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. That's it for Early Edition this morning. I know you're standing by to start taking phone calls.
713-572-4610.
And they're starting to light up already. To light up your life with questions that Tom can answer from now till the 11 o'clock this morning here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks to Will. Thanks to Patrick for making this thing come together this morning live on Sports Radio 610. Thanks also to the genius of Chad, who directs all of them. Thanks to Jim from Ideal Roofing for being here. Lori from Gutter Professionals, Jeff from Cutting Edge Tile, and Bill from Advance Home Exteriors. You want to hear what they had to say? What you overslept? You maybe passed out halfway through the show? We don't blame you. It's early. You can hear them anytime your heart desires by visiting homeshowradio.com. We have them all there at Early Edition. Remember to send us your questions. We use them not only here on Early Edition, but we also use them in our daily Ask Tom videos, which we post every day at homeshowradio.com and on our Facebook page as well. That's it for today.
I got another thank you.
Oh?
I got another thank you to Raul and Donald.
Oh, who are they?
From Comcast.
Yes.
Who actually got my equipment fixed. And well, we found out it was sabotaged by AT&T, who was sending signals back throughout the neighborhood. So there.
Well, there you have it.
There you go.
The evil signals. Blue, the attack of the evil blue meatball. That's what it is.
I don't know, man. It was wild. Wild ride for 5 weeks.
Well, you think that's a wild ride. Wait till what comes out of your speaker from now till 11 as Tom continues with Home Show Radio. I'm Charlie Mojo. I'll be back next Sunday with another early edition here on Sports Radio 610.
Replacing your windows is a big decision to make. I'm going to make a decision. It's a big one. It's one of those decisions where you sit around. I make decisions like that all the time. Like, did I really make the right decision? Is that the good one? Was that a bad one? It'll be okay. If you choose Gulf Coast Windows, you won't have any anxiety. Well, yeah, I still have anxiety. Anytime you do something big, you know, like I'm going to buy a new car, and then you have anxiety over it for a while, and then once you buy it, it's in the driveway, and it's like, oh, okay, whatever, it's all done now. But Gulf Coast Windows is the number one window replacement company in Houston, and you're going to get the best window for this climate. It's just the bottom line. They're that good. Gulf Coast Windows is the most trusted number one window replacement company in Houston, certified as number one. So, guess if you're number one, how can you make the wrong decision? Because you can't make a better decision. You've already made the best. You know, there's always good, better, best. You remember that in the Sears catalogs, I think it was? Well, just go best. You know, it's no good. You want no good. You want best. All right. And in many cases, they'll be less expensive than the competitors who might be good or better, but never best. 713-849-5454 is the number for Gulf Coast Windows. This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. And I'll be with you today until 11 o'clock. When y'all get up, give me a call. We'll talk if you have a question about home improvements around your home, because you really don't want to talk about the home improvements around my home. I don't have any today. I have zero. I'm having a nice, easy day. I've had a very easy week. I busted my big toe real bad, and I've been kind of just laying around and using it as an excuse not to do anything. But it's healing up quickly and nicely, I might add. So I'll be back in business tomorrow doing a few things here and there, getting another group of fine people back to their work because of the fact that we got another class from CenterPoint coming in tomorrow. And they get 2 weeks to certify and get out there. We had our first certification on this last class on Friday. 8 out of 9 of them got their jobs, and 8 more people in the workforce, you know? It's like they say, you know, you put a few peanuts in the jar, just a few at a time. Before you know it, the jar is full. So we're up over 2,000 people in the workforce now in the last 24 months. Pretty proud of that. And hopefully continue a little bit longer and keep things going through the summer. And then I might just kind of back off and relax a little bit. My family, my mother, everybody's saying, Tom, you got to relax a little bit. You're going too hard at it. So we're going to make a little bit of a little change here in the next few months in Tom Tynan's life. I'll be very relaxed on the air. I'll be like, oh, like I did lewds or something. All right, let's see here. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Hey, quick question on cleaning brick and stone on the outside. We just got through building our house.
Okay.
And with the rain and all that during the construction, all the Selectspill, you know, it splashes up when we have the red red line around the house. What's the best way to clean that stuff off?
Best thing to do if it's just dirt you're cleaning off is just water and pressure wash it. If you have mortar residue, then you're going to have to use a brick cleaner, which will have an acid base to it. But a pressure washer for all the dirt and the schmutz that gets splashed up on there, pressure washer with plain water is your best way to go. Don't use chemicals because you burn the brick if you're not careful.
Okay, and that won't mess up the facing of the brick or anything, pressure washing?
You've got to be... A pressure washing person has to be responsible. You can't just go at it with full blast and the hard, you know, it depends on the tip you use, how much pressure, how deep it is. You'll get a feel for it. If you do it right, it will not harm the brick at all.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Tips and distance is what you're looking at. You don't want to get too close and you don't want to use the wrong tip. Most pressure washers will have three tips. So you have hard, medium, and light. I mean, this is the way it is. So just use it and use it right. And if you don't know how, hire someone like Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's Quality Painting, they're experts when it comes to pressure washing, cleaning up around the house, because they have to do it before they paint your home. They're professional painters. And they do pressure washing. You don't have to paint if you're in a good place with your paint. You just need the dirt off. Nothing wrong with cleaning your house. Clean everything else, I hope. You need to clean your house, too. Rudy's Quality Painting, they've been in business a long time. Two generations now of professional painters. And that's how they feed their family. That's what they do. My grandfather from my Irish side, he was a professional painter. He was back when the lead was lead and lead was good, and he would mix colors right on the job. And he didn't need no stinking machine. He was a professional painter. And he would literally mix the color right there, and he would match it. And they would continue on, and, you know, if you need another gallon, he'd mix it right there on the job. So don't ever dismiss the fact that their painters are not professionals. Now, some aren't, but they're not painters then. If you want a professional painting company, you call Rudy's Quality Painting, 281-227-6100. Home Show Radio, till 11 o'clock today, Saturday and Sunday. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11, right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk to Janice. Janice, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Janice.
Hi. I have outside work, like rotting fascia boards or whatever they call it, mm-hmm. and that need to be replaced. And I also would like to have new windows and of course, painting, which I assume is last. Which should go first, the windows or
windows.
Replacing the rotting wood?
No, let's go ahead and get the windows done. If you're going to really commit and do this and not drag it off for another year or two, do the windows first.
Okay.
And then have the house. You can call Rudy's Quality Painting. First off, call Gulf Coast Windows. Get your windows done. Then Rudy's Quality Painting. Let them come in and fix all the wood and paint the house really nice, and it'll be gorgeous.
Okay, great. That's what I needed to know.
Thank you, Janice.
I appreciate it.
It is that time of year when people are just making the outside of their homes look better. So I think it's a good idea to, you know, we talk about Rudy doing all kinds of stuff right now. He's a busy man right now, so be patient. Man, you want the good people. You don't want to just, oh, he can't do it, so I'm going to get some guy that has no work. I wonder why he has no work. All right. Be very, very careful about that, because there's a reason the guy doesn't have any work. What might that be? It might be because he doesn't know what he's doing. So be careful. Now, there's other parts of your home, though, you have to take care of. And it's not, you know, some things you take care of in your home is more glamorous than others, like new windows. Ooh, new windows, yes. I mean, you get to see them, feel them, touch them, look at them all the time. Same with new paint on the outside of the home and new siding and whatnot. But what about plumbing? That's not glamorous. No, but I tell you, what's not really glamorous is when your plumbing doesn't work. It can be downright gross, and that's why you always have to know a good plumber if you own a home. there's a few basic people you need to know. Air conditioning guys, painters, plumbers. I mean, if you're going to own a home, take care of it. But when your plumbing goes bad, it's not like you can ignore it. When your siding goes bad, people ignore it. Don't go out in the backyard. Don't look at it. It's fine. You know, that's up to you. But when it comes to plumbing, you know when it comes up the drain in the tub and it doesn't look or smell quite right. That's when Abacus Plumbing comes to your home. Now, the other time you know it is when you go in the shower. Now, hopefully you do. And you find out that the water's cold all the time. It doesn't get hot. That's why they've extended their express installation offer for you with the water heaters. If you have no hot water today, you can by the time the sun goes down or close to it. Who knows? I'm not going to time it exactly on the sun, but they probably would like to get all the jobs done and get home before the sun goes down. You know, you get this sundowner syndrome or something like that. My wife tells me I get that, and she goes, oh, gosh, here he comes. Sun's down.
Oh, by the way.
I don't know. I've become a ghoul. Anyway, Abacus Plumbing will come out and replace your water heater. And you get a free garbage disposal out of the deal, too, so you can't beat that. Give them a call at 713-PLUMBING. That's 713-PLUMBING.